Will you have your man go with Mr. Laszlo and take care of his luggage?
Certainly, Rick. Anything you say. Find Mr. Laszlo's luggage and put it on the plane.
Yes, sir. This way, please.
If you don't mind, you fill in the names. That'll make it even more official.
You think of everything, don't you?
And the names are Mr. and Mrs. Victor Laszlo.
But why my name, Richard?
Because you're getting on that plane.
I don't understand. What about you?
I'm staying here with him till the plane gets safely away.
No, Richard, no. What has happened to you? Last night
was... Last night we said a great many things. You said I was to do the thinking for both of us. Well, I've done a lot of it since then. It all adds up to one thing. You're getting on that plane with Victor where you belong.
But, Richard, no,
Now, you've got to listen to me. You have any idea what you'd have to look forward to if you stayed here? 9 chances out of 10, we'd both wind up at a concentration camp. Isn't that true, Louis?
I'm afraid Major Strasser would insist.
You're saying this only to make me go.
I'm saying it because it's true. Inside of us, we both know you belong with Victor. You're part of his work, the thing that keeps him going. If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Yeah. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
But what about us?
We'll always have Paris. We didn't have, we lost it until you came to Casablanca. We got it back last night.
When I said I would never leave you.
And you never will. But I've got a job to do, too. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Ilse, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of 3 little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. No. He's looking at you, kid.
Everything is in order.
All except one thing. There's something you should know before you leave.
Mr. Blaine, I don't ask you to explain anything.
I'm going to anyway because it may make a difference to you later on. You said you knew about Ilse and me.
Yes.
But you didn't know she was at my place last night when you were. She came there for the letters of transit. Isn't that true, Ilse?
Yes.
She tried everything to get them and nothing worked. She did her best to convince me that she was still in love with me. That was all over long ago. For your sake, she pretended it wasn't, and I let her pretend.
I understand.
Here it is.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And welcome back to the fight. This time I know our side will win.
Yes, I'm ready. Bye, Rick. God bless you.
Gotta hurry, you'll miss that plane.
Right, you are a sentimentalist.
Stay where you are. I don't know what you're talking about.
What you just did for Laszlo. That fairy tale you invented to send Ilse away with him. I know a little about women, my friend. She went, but she knew you were lying.
Anyway, thanks for helping me out.
I suppose you know this isn't going to be very pleasant for either of us, especially for you. I'll have to arrest you, of course.
As soon as the plane goes, Louis.
What was the meaning of that phone call?
Victor Laszlo is on that plane.
Why don't you stand here? Why don't you stop him?
Ask Monsieur Rick.
Get away from that phone. I would advise you not to interfere.
I was willing to shoot Captain Renault, and I'm willing to shoot you.
Hello.
Put that phone down.
Get me the radio tower.
Put it down.
Strasser has been shot. Round up the usual suspects.
Oui, mon capitaine. laisse une voiture.
Je vous en ai là.
Well, Rick, you're not only a sentimentalist, but you've become a patriot.
Maybe, but it seemed like a good time to start.
I think perhaps you're right.
It might be a good idea for you to disappear from Casablanca for a while. There's a free French garrison over at Brazzaville. I could be induced to arrange a passage.
My letter of transit? I could use a trip. But it doesn't make any difference about our bet. You still owe me 10,000 francs.
And that 10,000 francs should pay our expenses.
Our expenses?
Mm-hmm.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.